The death toll is rising on both sides of the Israel-Gaza conflict. Yesterday, Israel's army lost more soldiers than on any one day since Israel's war with Lebanon back in 2006. In a moment, we'll hear from a Jerusalem suburb where anxious families wait for news. First, we go to Gaza. The health ministry there says more than 500 people have been killed, many of them women and children. NPR's Emily Harris is in Gaza City.
Rajab Helles came to Gaza's main hospital Sunday with her husband and their 12 children, even though no one was hurt. We didn't sleep at all Saturday night, she said. The kids were screaming and we were screaming. They kept running to the front door trying to leave and we pulled them back. Around dawn, a relative called and said, "What are you still doing there?" We left at 6 a.m., she said. They hurried, some people barefoot, about a mile to the family that had called. Later, they made their way to the hospital, thinking it's the only true safe place to stay. On Sunday afternoon, Helles sat holding her seven-month-old son on a stretch of grass outside the hospital, crowding under a tree with other women and children, trying to escape the merciless sun. Atta Saad said her family of 15 left home almost 2 weeks ago when this war began. On the first day of the war, we left our house because of bombing, she said. We've been staying in a shop storeroom. There's no light or window. Yesterday, the shelling reached there, so we came here, she said. Their kids are a dirty and disheveled bunch. Still, some are irrepressible.
I love you. I love you.
That's 13-year-old Mahbuba Helles, whose name means to be loved. These families are among thousands of Palestinians who fled Gaza City's Shijaya neighborhood after Israel expanded ground operations there Saturday night. Israel's military spokesman said soldiers met huge resistance in Shijaya. All 13 Israeli soldiers who died yesterday were killed in that neighborhood, including seven who died together when their armored vehicle was hit by an explosive, and three who got trapped inside a burning building. Gazan health officials say Israeli forces killed scores of Palestinians in Shijaya. Arabic TV channels called it a massacre. Issam Younis, the director of Gaza's Al-Mazan Center for Human Rights, said Israel's operation in Shijaya is a war crime.
Many people were killed while they were in their houses or in their way trying to find a safe refuge. According to information that we received, many have been killed while they were bleeding.
Ambulances raced in to recover dead and wounded during a short ceasefire. Gaza is so small, it's only about 2 miles from the hospital to the far eastern edge of Shijaya, the side closest to the border with Israel, where ground troops entered. During the ceasefire, several reporters spotted armed militant fighters on the ground in the neighborhood. Human Rights Center Director Issam Younis said fighters during battle are the only fair target.
A militant should hold his weapon, his Kalashnikov. Anyone who is not a combatant, he's not engaged in a battlefield, he is not a target, period. Even a militant who is not engaged in a battlefield, he is not a target.
Israel does target people it believes are militants, both on and off the battlefield. But the military stresses it does not target civilians. It even dropped leaflets and called people in Shijaya before the operation there expanded, warning them to leave. Many did, but others are reluctant to abandon their homes. Among the many civilians delivered to the morgue yesterday was a little girl. Held high as she was carried from the ambulance, her short black ponytail dangled down. Inside, people searched for bodies of loved ones or space to add another corpse. The morgue door jammed up as people tried to carry bodies in and out at the same time. After the ambulance unloaded, the driver went out again. With more fighting up and down the Gaza Strip overnight and this morning, ambulances will be back out today. Emily Harris, NPR News, Gaza.